You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
You know, it's self-inflicted. It is what it is. It's not awkward for anybody else in this building.
How do you support it? Do you support him as a teammate then while he's here? Like, how do you go about doing that?
He's going to do his job. He said he's a professional. I hope he does his job.
You know what? That's something that we've been dealing with for a while. You know, if we have guys that want to be here, they'll show that. They'll voice that. Obviously, you know, he's going to handle his stuff how he wants. But you're either on this train or you're not. It's moving. You can get out the way or you can join us. So it is what it is.
Good for Baker Mayfield. I support it. A lot of NFL players, former NFL players, do not support it. I think that's good leadership. He didn't get specific in the contracts talking about Duke Johnson, but he made it clear he's the leader of this team. You went out of town, go ahead and get out of town. I'm okay with it. The OG John Lopez is okay with it, but neither one of us played in the NFL like our good buddy Wade Smith, our coworker Wade Smith, you can hear on Smitty and Trap on Wednesdays. Also hear him on Mad Radio at 9 o'clock. He wants to take us to task, and because all loopholes are created equal, we got him on the normal listener line. He ain't calling in here, no VIP here.
He's
everybody
a man
is
of the
equal.
People, too.
He is a man of the people, 100%, and he wants to take us to task. We're going to get into something nobody's talking about in the Texans' battle for Nick Caserio with the Patriots. But before we do, Smitty wants to take us to the woodshed. Former NFL offensive lineman, a Texans ambassador, a Pro Bowler for your Houston Texans. The great Wade Smith joins the show. Wade, go ahead and take us to the woodshed.
I appreciate that great intro, Landry, but don't try to butter up before I give you the business real quick on this radio line. Now, listen, Baker Mayfield is the leader of the team, right? He's the franchise quarterback. Rule number one when you're the quarterback of a team, I can't even say the word I wanted to use. You don't talk about any situation one of your teammates has with management to the media, period. There's no way that you can come out right in a situation like that. And that's why those four or five players or those veteran guys pulled them to the side. Like, Baker can feel a certain type of way, but you can't say those things to the media because now we're still talking about it a week or so after it actually happened. So you made the problem worse. There's a way he could have handled the situation and just said, listen, the situation that Duke has with management, that's between him and management. When Duke's on the field playing, Duke gives me everything he has, and I expect him to do that, and I know he will do that, point blank period. That's the end of the story. And then everyone moves on, and now it's a situation between the player and the management. Now, because the way Baker handled it, it's a situation between players and players. Players have enough issues as it is dealing with management, with ownership. You got a collective bargaining situation coming up in the next year or so. That's all the management does is try to figure out ways to have us divide and conquer amongst ourselves. And so that's why Baker is wrong any way you slice it. And y'all are wrong for co-signing.
I don't think so. And here's why, Wade, because – I agree with your premise, and you listen to our show. Obviously, you called in. You know, I'm always going to side with the players on money matters and such because the window is so small. I always got their back. I would agree with your premise. I don't see where Baker got into his business. A couple of the things you said, he actually did. He actually said, "Hey, he's gonna handle it the way he wants to." That's kind of a version of what you just said by saying, you know, it's between him and management. He kind of was in the same ballpark there. And then the other part, he never said anything about his money situation, about wanting him or not wanting him to be traded. He just said, "You're with us or whether you're against or you're against us." I like that.
Baker said, what did he say? Baker said,
"We can play it again. Figgy's got it right. We'll play it again right here.
Play it right now."
Yeah, we got it. Go ahead, Figgy.
You know what? That's something that we've been dealing with for a while. You know, if we have guys that want to be here, they'll show that. They'll voice that. Obviously, you know, he's going to handle his stuff how he wants. But you're either on this train or you're not. It's moving.
You can stop it, Figgy. That's my point. You know, he can handle his stuff the way he wants. He's not really getting in his business, Wade. Had he said stuff specific to a contract, specific to I don't want him or whatever, then I would be on your side. I think he was just being a leader. I really do.
He sounded like a punk to me. That's what Baker sounded like. He sounded like a punk to me. He sounded like, well, he don't want to be here, then he don't have to be here. All like that. He sounded petty. And you can't be the face of the franchise and be petty. That just won't work.
Uh-oh, we got some breaking news here on In the Loop. No, the Texans have not had a resolution with the New England Patriots, but it appears the great Wade Smith got headline porned, and he jumped to conclusions on Baker Mayfield.
What are you talking about? Everything I said is legitimate. Well, just because you lose an argument, you can't pull out that breaking news thing and try to fix it and make it work your way, Landry.
I also think, Landry,
you haven't even said anything yet.
No,
so
well,
don't pull that with me. You can't do that on me.
I was taking a backseat to the OG. This is the thing with me, Wade. I think that, first of all, I agree with John. I don't really think he got into the money specifics. And also,
I never said he got into money because it's not a
management
situation.
Well, management. But it's different.
The management situation is he doesn't want to be on the team.
The management situation is he doesn't want to be on the team. It's not I want a new contract. It's I don't want to be on the team. And Baker Mayfield.
Why does he not want to be on the team?
Because they brought in somebody else that they thought would make their team better. Because they brought in Kareem Hunt, so he doesn't want to be on the team.
He wants the ball more. He wants to be more focused part of the offense. And they're not doing those things. And they're holding him back. They tried to trade him before. It didn't work out with the trade they tried to do. And so now they're keeping him. And you're like, okay, you show me you want to trade me. Go ahead and trade me. That is something between the player and the management. You as another player, it's not your place to get involved, taking sides.
I also think it's a unique situation because I think that Baker Mayfield, he's the guy that's coming there to change probably one of the worst cultures that we've seen in the NFL for nearly two decades. And Baker Mayfield, he does a lot of things that typically quarterbacks want, you don't want your quarterback to do, you don't want your leaders to do, and I just think it's a unique situation with Baker Mayfield for better or worse. This guy is not going to function like a quarterback normally would or a leader would on the field. He's not going to function like that with the media. I want to say it's somewhat of a college mentality, but I just think Baker Mayfield is a little bit of a unique situation. I just don't think he's like anything we've seen before, and I think it's just kind of what Baker Mayfield is.
Well, he reminds me of Ben Roethlisberger right now. The way he's coming across, where he's basically putting other players, putting them under the bus by the things that he's saying. That's what it reminds me of. And Ben Roethlisberger is another guy that I'm off of. I'm not with that. And Ben Roethlisberger had to end up coming back out and apologizing for the stuff he said about another player. Players got to stick together. If you have a problem with your teammate that's not handling things the right way, and you have a problem with him talking to the media, you pull him to the side as leader of the team. You say, hey, man, don't put stuff like that on the media, because now I have to answer questions about you to the media, and I have to cover for you because we're teammates. That's what a leader does. A leader doesn't come out and say the stuff that he said. He sounds like a punk, and that's not what you want from your leader of the team. That's something you do one-on-one.
So you don't think Duke did anything wrong? I'm just making sure. You don't think Duke did anything wrong coming out at his first media session and saying, I don't want to be here, they need to get rid of me? Like, we've seen disputes where they keep it behind. Listen,
Duke is doing what Duke wants to do or needs to do for his situation. Basically, what I'm telling you right now is the same thing that Baker should have said.
But is Baker not doing the best thing for his situation, though?
So wait a minute. What do you mean for Baker's situation? Baker is the leader of the team.
Exactly. So as the leader of a team, when a guy comes out and clearly says he doesn't want to be there and he wants to be gone, if you're trying to create a new culture, you got a first year head coach. As a leader of a team, do you think maybe Baker thinks, you know, if we need to rally together? If a guy doesn't want to be here, then why should Baker Mayfield sit there and stick to the code? If his commitment is being the leader of the team. If a guy says he doesn't want to be on the team, why should Baker hold quiet?
Landry, this is just fundamental being a man type situation here. If I have a problem with Landry, I'm going to talk to Landry about the problem I have with Landry. I'm not going to talk to a different station about something I have with Landry. Do you understand what I'm saying? As a leader, you're supposed to be able to approach anyone on that team and address whatever problems or anything you have with them. You don't address it with the media. You're never right to do that. It's never right. And I understand what you're talking about, the fact that Baker has a college mentality. That's where he was wrong in this because he took his mindset of being a collegiate athlete, which already that's where he went astray, and that's why those veterans had to straighten him out. I bet you Baker doesn't come out and say anything like this in the future.
Oh, he will. Like let me tell you this, Wade, real quick.
He hasn't learned his lesson, and he's not gonna be able to be leader of men because guys are not gonna follow that.
I'm with you on Ben Roethlisberger, but I think Ben Roethlisberger is kind of a snake behind closed doors, not because of anything he necessarily says publicly. I will ask you this, though, and I'm not trying to paint you into a corner. I'm just saying a guy like that with that type of personality, would you want to play for a quarterback like Baker Mayfield?
I was the biggest fan of Baker Mayfield until he said what he said. Baker was one of my guys. That was one of those guys where you say, man, like, I could play for a dude like that.
Right,
like,
because Baker, that's what he is. He's passionate.
Right, he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
But would Deshaun Watson ever even get anywhere close to saying anything to what Baker Mayfield said about one?
Well, see, and that's where I think you and I are we're just seeing the same thing and reading two different things, because I understand. I absolutely agree with your point. Quarterbacks no player should throw their guys under their teammates under the bus. I just don't see him doing that. I really don't think these are the words of a guy who's throwing a teammate under the bus. I think it's a word of a guy who's trying to rally the whole team, like saying, you're with us or you're not. And then one more point, Wade, and I know we're not going to agree on this. I'm just telling you what I see. My last point is this. Baker Mayfield is really trying to put a stake in the ground here. Like, to be the guy for a franchise that has not had the guy for more than a decade, he's trying to put a stake into the ground. So maybe I'm biased like that because I like him trying to take the reins of the team.
I'll just say this, John, and I see where you're coming from your perspective. It makes perfect sense. It's one thing to be the leader for the fans and for the outside people, and it's another thing to be in the leader for the guy that's in the locker room, in the meeting rooms, and has to go out there and lay it on the line in between those lines. And you don't do that. If you do that, you will ostracize yourself from those guys that you need to protect you day in and day out. If you just one thing, you can win the optics battle all you want to. Like, I love this guy, Baker Mayfield. He's a leader. But if your teammates ain't riding with you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then it'll all crumble. That's the part where he missed the boat. And that's why I say I think Baker Mayfield is going to learn from this. And I think that's why those veterans approached him, but to let him know there is a difference. And I, like I said, I understand why someone from the outside looking in would say, like, I like that he's taking this mentality. He could have took that same mentality in the team meeting room and checked them in front of everybody, and it would have been done, and everybody would have been like, respect. But the way he did it was the wrong way.
Wade, we appreciate you for calling in. Thank you very much, man.
All right, fellas.
All right.
No, that's not how you end your stuff, buddy. Wait,
say that again?
That's not how you end
What's
things.
Up?
That's not the Wade Smith go-to line right there.
I don't know if you deserved it, Lance.
No. You got to give it to me. You got to give it to me.
I don't know if you want to handle the real. I don't know if you can handle the real.
Oh, I can handle the real. Hey, that's not how we
end. I don't know if you can handle that's it, not.
I at least deserve the Wade Smith trademark.
It's always real, fellas.
All right, that's my man Wade Smith right there, former Texans offensive lineman. Player's perspective from Wade Smith. At the end of the day, he's been in that locker room. We haven't, so we can have our
well,
take.
Well, I understand.
He's been in the trenches.
But you know, I just don't see the same thing he's seeing, and we're not going to agree on that. I will say this, and I should have thought this through with Wade Smith.
Yeah, you should have.
Any fight between a player and Baker Mayfield in terms of, like, power and who's in charge and control?
Baker's going to win.
Baker's going to win.
100%. We both agree on that. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Something nobody's talking about in the battle between the Houston Texans and the New England Patriots next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.